Item 8, the Senior Harbour Master update. Jonathan, could you give us an update?
Thank you.
It's paper D, by the way.
The visitors' numbers, as you would expect, aren't overly high in December, January, February. Many of the insurance on the boats in those times, and you realise how cold and slightly weak it could be. The permanent berths are still reasonably well occupied. Our pontoons and folly are nearly 100%. In the last couple of weeks, we've had two berths give up and we just present the building, but we have got to be one way to this forward. The main work that's been carried out in the last 3 months is prepping for the upcoming season. So that's replacing pontoons. Mooring buoy chains and buoy pickup lines, and also power washing all the pontoons. It's a wonderful thing we've got all the extra pontoons in the folly that does make them a lot longer to power wash. But they've been going through them quite nicely. All the abandoned boats that didn't sail, except for two, have now managed to be disposed of. The two that we haven't disposed of, we believe we might be able to sell again, and also quite big, so if we can sell them, then it would be easier. The other one is the hand crane has been tested by Spencer's for its lift and operations in January, and there's no problems with that. And obviously, as mentioned before, the harbour launch is now has its certification and everything is passed. One thing that's often mentioned by Councillor Keane is the tank has been pumped out. I can just take any questions.
Questions from members? Matt Price, followed by Shirley.
Thank you, Chair. It doesn't really relate to anything in the report as such, but I know a number of us receive emails from different groups about the harbour, and I've come across previously information about Southern Water's right to discharge sewage into the river. I know it's a controversial subject, and I think it's I'm not sure that it's ever been done. I think there is, to some degree, they have a right to do it. Clearly, we wouldn't want them to do it. Is there anything, perhaps not now, but is there anything that anyone could provide us members with in regards to just some briefing on that, and why it's there, why it's allowed, and what kind of circumstances would ever mean it could be done? My understanding from Southern Water is that it's never been done. But I believe it's a facility that is available if it was ever necessary.
Thank you. Yeah, we can provide that. They have a license. They have license outflows within the harbour, as they have license outflows around the island into the sea as well.
Yeah.
And it's a Victorian system, which obviously, even rather than people's households flooding, in an emergency situation, they'll discharge into the areas that are licensed. So the current choice would be for those situations would be you'd either have flooding into people's houses, or when there's a large flooding episode or a lot of rainwater, then there are discharges into the licensed discharge points. There have been discharges into the harbour, and they have to record those, and we have a list of when those discharges were. We can provide that information for you. We have, by the way, a briefing note from Southern Water anyway, because we've asked for all that information in the past. It's not true to say there haven't been discharges. There have been discharges. They are few and far between, and they occur at times when they have to discharge rather than allowing people's homes to flood.
Thanks, Alex. Supplementary.
Thank you, Chair. With regards to that, so I understand that, with regards to water, you know, surface water, drainage and so on, that can be regularly, obviously, taken through there. It's any records of raw sewage, I think, is what it comes down to, and what they determine as raw sewage, if that makes any sense, because obviously if it's going in with other flood water or whatever, how do they monitor that, and you know, and that the right bodies made aware. It's something that I don't have any understanding about. I think that's the question, really. And it's, I think the queries that I've seen come up relate to raw sewage as such.
I'm not professed to be an expert on this at all, but I mean, it's what they call grey water, some of which is sewage, some of which is filtered, but not all. This is a problem, it's a national problem around the country, and that's what we're going to change exactly the way in which we dispose of our sewage and overflow water. And it's a national issue, this, rather than a local issue, but they are licensed to do that. So, as a local authority, we aren't able to prevent that.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not quite sure, and please tell me no if the answer is no, whether I should ask this question, but I was just wondering about the general health of the Harbourmaster, and it seems to be going on for some considerable time, whether or not he is likely to return. But I understand if it's staffing.
I think my advice to the chairman would certainly be, look, what you're asking is for information, personal information about the individual officer. It wouldn't be appropriate for us to discuss that in a public meeting.
No.
It may be information that can be shared outside of this meeting, but obviously it's personal information.
Yes, I
thank you. I rather suspected that would be it, but on actually two reasons for the question. Firstly, for obvious reasons, I've known said gentleman over the years, back to kind of Medina, not really Newport. And, you know, it's a general question, but I understand why we shouldn't be discussing it here. But no doubt someone could contact me, Simon. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley. Yes, and we all have great concerns about the gentleman's health. I think the longest serving harbour master in the country.
Yes.
He, wonderful man, has been here for many years, and we're all good. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Further questions?
Sorry?
Any further questions?
Yeah. Any further questions? Andrew?
Brings it to an end. I think that brings it to the meeting to an end.
Well, that brings the meeting to an end. Thank you very much for attending.